everything that has been said and done thus far. Amen. And worship, praise, and honor unto his name. You all ready for the word?
Hey!
Word washes us, cleanses us, keeps us. Praise the Lord, and only we can be kept. Amen. The word of the Lord. Amen. We have to have with us. Amen. This Sunday morning, our very own. Amen. None other. Amen. In the personage of Minister George Marie Moore. Give God a great big hand for us as he come at this time.
Take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. Take the Lord along with you everywhere you go. Take the Lord along with you everywhere
you go.
Take the Lord along with you
everywhere you go.
Take the Lord along with you
everywhere you go.
Take the Lord along with you
everywhere you go.
You gon' need him, you gon' need.
Everywhere you go,
you gon' need him, you gon' need him.
Everywhere you go,
everywhere you go,
everywhere you go,
everywhere you go,
everywhere you go.
Take the Lord along with you
everywhere you go.
Take the Lord along with you
everywhere you go.
Take the Lord along with you
everywhere you go.
Take the Lord along with you
everywhere you go.
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 Take the Lord along with you
everywhere you go.
Take the Lord along with you
everywhere you go.
Oh, yes.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Everywhere you go. Hallelujah.
Hit the middle.
Hallelujah. I feel like singing this morning. So I'm going to sing this because this was dropped in my spirit at the end of praise and worship. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? And if it had not been for the Lord on my side, tell me where would I be? Where would I be? Oh, if it had not been for the Lord. If it wasn't for the Lord, I have no idea where I would be. Hallelujah. If you would stand with me as is customary to do. Hallelujah. As we read our opening scripture for this morning, coming from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and verse 32. And it reads, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with malice. And verse 32 says, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come before you this morning, Father God, to share this word that you have given me. And Lord God, I pray that every heart is open to receive your word, hear it, and act upon it, and share it with others. Father, I pray for deliverance, Father God, that you would deliver us, Father God, in every area of our lives, Father God, so that we can be free in you, Lord God, giving you the opportunity to do everything that you want to do in our lives and take us higher and deeper in you, Father God. Father, this morning I take authority over every hindering force right now. In the name of Jesus. Every distraction right now. In the name of Jesus. And Father, I also pray, Father, for the Rita's family right now. God, I pray, Father God, for miracles, Lord God. I pray for healing. I pray for deliverance, Father God. I pray for comfort, Father God, and consolation, Father God. I pray, God, that you would open up the floodgates of heaven and pour them out, not one blessing, but blessings that they have not room to receive, Father. Father, you see their hearts and their works and their labor, Father God. Lord God, I'm asking you to honor it in the name of Jesus. Withhold no good things, oh God, from them, Lord God. I pray and I decree and I declare right now that every need is met right now. The angels are even on the way, Father God. Hallelujah. To release and to bring those blessings.
Amen.
Those things that have been held up. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that they are released and that they are beginning to flow into them in Jesus' name. And oh God, there are so many others, oh God, this morning, oh God. Oh God, who are suffering. Father God, who are hurting because they've lost loved ones. Father God, you said that you are our present help. In the time of trouble, you promised that you would comfort us and that you would consolate us, Father God. You promised, Father God, that you would never leave us and that you would never, ever forsake us, Lord God. And God, we give that back to you, Lord God. That's what you said in your word, oh God. And we speak those words back to you and into the atmosphere, Father God. And I thank you, oh God, for the angels, hallelujah, taking charge right now, oh God, to move, Father God, on behalf of your people in Jesus' name, oh God. I give you all the praise and all the glory, Father God. Lord, you speak through these lips. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. So I am continuing on. I thought I would speak something else. I thought I had something that was really interesting. God gave it to me. I'll speak it at another time. But he wanted me to finish this on the power of forgiveness. So the last time that I was here, last month, I talked about unforgiveness. Amen. Because we have to deal with that. Hallelujah. Before we go on to be forgiven and forgive others. Amen.
Amen.
So today I want to finish this up and I want to talk about the power of forgiveness because I've already talked about quite a bit about unforgiveness. And God wants us to be free. How many of you want to be free indeed? Free indeed. And I would just have to confess, praise God, that while just meditating and working on this message, you know, there's sometimes you forget about some things that deep down within you, some deep hurt, some deep pains. And God was just revealing me different areas, hallelujah, how I need to just go to some people and say, you know what, I did this, but God just reprimanded me, so I want to ask you to forgive me. And I apologize, amen, hallelujah. For some people, apologizing is very difficult, amen, praise God. And you just don't want to do it, but it's necessary, amen, praise God. How many of you want to go higher in the Lord?
Amen.
You want to go deeper in him?
Amen.
Well, unforgiveness, praise God, can hinder that, amen. I want to go as high as God can take me. I want to go as deep in him as he can take me. I say a lot that I am a life learner. I'm going to be learning until I leave this earth. Amen. I open myself up to knowledge and to increase. Amen. Hallelujah. I don't want me to be stunted in my growth, in my spiritual growth, in my natural growth. I don't want to be stunted at all. So I'm going to start here talking about the power in forgiveness. And so there are a few elements that I have that I want to share with you this morning. First, there is emotional freedom in forgiveness and in forgiving. Emotional. Because it allows you to move from destructive, long-lasting anger, which can be toxic and which can damage relationship and cause deep pain. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Holding on to things, hallelujah, and not forgiving can cause deep pain. Praise God. And a lot of people, you know, just been counseling and talking to a lot of people in the past week, praise God. And I was just listening at their pain, how they were hurt, how they were damaged, praise God. And they couldn't talk to their loved ones because they had been so deeply damaged and hurt. And I had to say, you know what? In order for you to receive all that God has for you, you got to let that go.
Amen.
And letting that go means going back to that person who caused you so much pain. And sometimes people, I'm trying to go slow. I'll slow it down some more for you, Brother Juan. Amen. Praise God. He's translating for his mother. Amen. I appreciate that. One day God's going to bless us, and we're going to have the machines, and praise God. And you might be one of the translators. Amen. Praise God. And sometimes, you know, you go to people and you know, pull your heart up and you just be just so sorry for you. Moving forward and taking the act, the leap of faith to say, I'm sorry and I forgive you. And they don't care. They're just like, you know, their heart is hard. But I want to encourage us this morning that is not on you. That is on them. You have done what you're supposed to do. I was in a company of fellowship and some years ago with some sisters. And one of the sisters, she was saying how one lady had just hurt her so deeply. And the other sister said, you know what? You need to deal with that. You need to free yourself. Free yourself. When you get rid of it, and if you have to address somebody, when you free yourself, it feels so good.
Oh God.
The word tells us to lay aside every sin and every weight that doeth so easily beset us. Now, but we practice getting rid of the sin. But how about the weights? Unforgiveness is a type of weight that will weigh you down and breed other things, as I talked about last month. So let's move and let's get rid of that. Let's be free. How many of you want to be free in Jesus?
Amen.
I want to just be free in Jesus. I want to be free in my soul. Hallelujah. I can just lift my hands up. And when I think about things, praise God, and think about people, hallelujah, there's nothing there but love for them, amen?
Uh-huh.
Nothing but love, amen. So another thing is empowerment and growth. So choosing to forgive takes control over one's own emotion. It takes control over your own emotion. And preventing the actions of others from dictating your happiness, amen? I used to tell my kids, they would say, oh, I'm going to have this, use this as an illustration. Oh, she's going to make me have a bad day. I said, you just gave her too much power. You're giving people too much power, hallelujah, when you allow yourself to hold on to these things, amen? Praise God. I'm a product of a single mother, and my father did not take care of me. For many reasons, because he hated, I found out later years as he continued to talk, he hated my grandmother, because my grandmother broke the relationship off. You know, in the old church, praise God, they didn't allow girls to date or guys to date somebody that wasn't in the church, amen?
That's right.
So there was some bitterness there, and he disliked that so much. And he told me, I didn't take care of you because of your grandmother. I said, well, why would you rob me? I didn't have anything to do with that. But he had held on to that for years and years and years and years and years. And I was robbed. But you know what? It never bothered me to where I did not like him. I searched that man out. His family, that side of the family is the best family. I love them so much. I did not let what he did not do decide how I felt about him. I never hated him a day in my life. Praise God. My husband, we got married, praise God, and we had two kids. My daughter was the baby, and you know, God is something else. He suggests every child should know who their biological father is, should see their biological father. I had not seen him in over 30 years. My husband took me to see my father. All the rest of the family is a family of 17. I'm always around them, but he was different. But I loved him. I just didn't have no hate for him. But I had not seen him. He took me to see him. Let me tell you how it impacted him. The man said, Joyce, I never thought that you would find me. He smoked one cigarette after another. He said, you had me smoking cigarette after cigarette. He didn't know how to handle it. I went to see him. Not only did I go to see him, but I went to see him with two little kids, his two little grandchildren. And I showed him love. And my husband said to me, we're going to get him to come to our house. So the baby child, his baby daughter, we took her back home with us. So he had to come and get her. That gave him the opportunity to come and to see how we did things and for us to share love. He got a chance to see me function as his oldest daughter and preparing all kind of food for him. It blew him away. And every chance that I got, I went to see him. I don't know why I'm going this way, because I wasn't even thinking about this when I was finishing up my notes. And my husband, every time, this is after he picked up became an officer, they send him somewhere, so he went back to school. He had to go to school in Virginia. And every time he went back there, he went to see my father. My father was blown away again. He helped them put the new floors in his house. He was blown away again. He would drive him around because he had lost his license. But that was the love of God. The love of God, hallelujah, and forgiveness, praise God. It's yoke breaking,
yes.
It's chain breaking, it's powerful, it's deliverance, amen? Praise God. Come on, give God some praise in the house today.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The power of forgiveness is relationship restoration, and that's what it did for him. It brought us back together like it should have been. And I loved him. You would think that the man had raised me, because what he didn't do, it was under the blood. But he was my biological father. Because you know what? If it had not been for him, my mother didn't do it by herself. If it had not been for him along with her, I would not be here today. And I thank God, hallelujah, because God desires to restore relationships. He desires to bring restoration. Forgiveness provides the foundation for reconciling with others and rebuilding trust. God is good.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And also, forgiveness, even though it cannot change the past, but it enlarges the future by releasing emotional energy that can be directed toward positive present moment pursuit. Great things happen. And I tell people very proudly, and they look at me, I am one of 14 siblings. And I say it proudly. And I'm happy about it. Amen. It did not happen the traditional way, but it happened. And I praise God for it. And my sibling, praise God, during my birthday and his birthday, praise God, one of my siblings, we have the same birthday, the same exact day. And my brother was a week after that. And I reached out to him. And I said, even though we didn't grow up together, I said, I love you. And he emailed me back and he said, I love you too. Amen. God is good. He wants us to be free. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because he came to break chains, to break burdens, to break undo heavy burdens, to set your oppressed free. He came to do a work. And let us let the work of God be done in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
The power of forgiveness is an act that mirrors God's own mercy, allowing people to display the character of Christ. And so many times we say, I want to be like Christ. You say that scripture, let that same mind be in us, or be in me that is in Christ. Well, that's a life of forgiveness. Amen? Hallelujah. A condition for fellowship. The scripture indicates a direct connection between forgiving others and receiving God's forgiveness. We need God's forgiveness, right?
Amen.
Don't you want God to forgive you?
Amen.
I want God to forgive me. Amen. Hallelujah. And also the power of forgiveness brings freedom from bitterness.
Yes.
Hallelujah. It frees believers from the burden of grudges, which can hinder spiritual growth and prevent people from living out their purposes. Praise God. And you know, we have to daily examine ourselves because we are in this world. And I say now, we are really in a mean world.
Yeah.
People are really mean. People are really evil from the top all the way down. Amen. But we cannot allow ourselves to get caught up.
Amen.
We got to think about who it is that we serve and what God has done for us. Jesus taught that love and forgiveness are deeply intertwined. And without forgiveness, love cannot fully function.
That's right.
It cannot fully function. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God's forgiveness is seen as proactive and meant for restoring humans to a place where they serve in love. And you know, a lot of times I look at people, and especially in the body of Christ, and you look at denominations and how they can't get along, but they all love the Lord and they can't get along. So what is that? Well, mama don't like this, and this religion or this faith don't believe in that, and that faith don't believe in the other, and why not? Why? Hallelujah. And a lot of times it's rooted in bitterness. It's rooted in unforgiveness. One think they're better than the other. Amen. But where is the love of Christ in all of that? Where is Christ in that? Hallelujah. We got to forgive others. And the Lord was just really hammering this in. I said, Lord, why are you hammering this in to me? And he was dealing with me about revenge. So the power of healing, the power of forgiveness brings healing over revenge. You know, a lot of times, you know, we want to get people back for what they have done. And I was one of those. If you did something to me when I was growing up or in my younger years, hallelujah, I did not forget it, and I had your number at some time. And when I got a chance, I was going to get you back. I was going to find a way to get you back. And that is not of God. That is not of God. Hallelujah. The Bible says, vengeance belongs unto who?
The Lord.
Unto the Lord, not to us. Amen. So praise God, we are busy trying to get somebody back. Hallelujah. For years and years, they did something 50 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago. Hallelujah. You still holding on to that, and you waiting for that opportunity, that door. That door is open, and you say, I'm not going to do anything for him. I'm not going to do anything for her. Hallelujah. You have that mindset that you are going to get revenge. That is not of God. Amen. Praise God. And we cannot walk in love like that. Jesus taught that forgiveness should be offered repeatedly. And sometimes, you know, some people will work your nerves where you don't want to say, "I accept your apology." Or even you don't want to forgive them. But the Bible says, praise God, hallelujah, that we are supposed to give. It says in Luke 17, 3 and 4, "Take heed to yourself. If thy brethren trespass against thee, rebuke him. If he repent, forgive him. And if he trespass again against thee, seven times in a day, and seven times in a day turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him." You know what we'll say a lot of times? You have said it once, you keep doing the same thing, I'm not going to forgive you.
Amen.
You don't mean it. That's not up to us. It is up to us to forgive them. Amen? Hallelujah. God rewards a heart of forgiving. Amen?
Amen.
He wants us to be like him and have a heart of forgiving. Matthew 6:14-15, praise God. Jesus modeled this. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. "But if you forgive men their trespass, if I forgive you your trespasses, my heavenly Father will also forgive" who?
You.
"Will forgive me." Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. "But if you forgive not men their trespass, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you your trespass." And I think a lot of times, you know, and people in, you know, in the world and people in the church, they forget about this scripture. Amen? And it's not always easy. But that doesn't matter. Because the Lord did his word, and his word doesn't say, if it's easy, do it. He said, if you do this, hallelujah, if you do this. So if you do this, if I forgive you, the Lord will forgive me. If I don't, I am holding back the blessings of the Lord upon my life. I cannot afford that. And that was another thing that the Lord told me. I was just minding my own business. He said, you can't afford not to forgive. You can't afford it. That's a debt that you can't afford to pay. I have to forgive. I must forgive. I will forgive. I will not be walking around, hallelujah, with those kind of weights on my heart, on my mind, in my soul, in my spirit. Amen? I must forgive. Hallelujah. And Jesus even demonstrated this, praise God. Oh my God, hallelujah. He modeled the perfect forgiveness while he was on the cross and he was praying for them. He said, "Father, forgive them." Woo, Jesus. Somebody just overloaded, tortured. They tortured him. Hallelujah. And that's Luke 23:34. Praise God. And we all know all the torture that he went through. But he said, "Father, forgive them." He could have said, you know what? Let them be burned.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That's what he could have said. He could have said many things to them. Oh, you know, we talk about that, especially during the Easter holidays, how they just, every time I think about it, it just makes me just shiver. Crowns on his head, thorns on his head, piercing him in his side, rending his clothes, everything that they could possibly do. But he said, "Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." Do we have that kind of forgiveness in our heart? That kind of humility in our hearts to say that? Can we say that? Are we going to walk around with all of that? And some people look like they bottle it up. I remember when you did this. I remember when you did this. I remember when you did the other. But there's power in forgiveness. There's deliverance in forgiveness. There's freedom in forgiveness. Amen? Not only that, it's joy in forgiveness. It brings a type of joy. Amen. Oh, bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Forgiveness is the very foundation of walking in love. There is no way you can walk in love, we can walk in love the way that we're supposed to walk in love, and we have unforgiveness in our heart. And we quit to tell people, just walk in love. Just walk in love. And how can you walk in love when you're burdened down with all of this bitterness, with all of this wrath, with all of this evil thinking? Amen? Hallelujah. A lot of things that's happening in our nation today, hallelujah, is because of unforgiveness. You look at what's going on in our society today, and a lot of it is because of unforgiveness. Amen? Hallelujah, Jesus. It's impossible to truly love someone while actively harboring resentment or keeping a record of their wrongs. And this happens a lot, and that's why the divorce rate is so high. This happened a lot in our relationships, amen? And I thank God, praise God. One, I thank God that me and my husband, me and Bishop, we don't argue, we didn't ever argue. That was just something that we just not do, did not do. You know, when you grow up in dysfunctional homes, there's some things you just decide that this will not be a part of my life. I will not live like this. So that arguing and that fussing, as a matter of fact, my husband's never yelled at me. He never hollers at me, praise God. And I say, Sister Vanilla's clapping. And I thank God for that. Amen? Hallelujah. Do we disagree? But we know how to disagree and we know how to walk away. I'm not going to stand up and be going toe-to-toe with him. And he don't stand up and going toe-to-toe with me. If we can't have a civil conversation without tearing each other down. Because what comes out of the mouth is hard to take back. Somebody said when the toothpaste is out of the tube, you can't put it back in. Yeah. In other words, something you say, those words, you can't take those words back. And words can cut you. My grandfather was illiterate, so a lot of illiterate people, praise God, they overcompensate with other ways. Amen. That means they can't read, and a lot of them can't write. Amen. But he overcompensated in so many other ways. The smartest man, one of the smartest men that I know, because he had so many other skills. But when I do something, he didn't like whooping me because I was the first grandchild, and he spoiled me rotten. And that was the worst thing that he could have did. Was for me right, because I didn't think I was supposed to listen to nobody. Hallelujah. When I did something wrong, hallelujah, he would say, I'm going to whoop you with my mouth. And I was like, oh, when he got finished, I want to just lay across the bed and just let him beat me. Because I would have rather had a whooping, hallelujah, than for him to whoop me with his mouth. And he would put a whooping on you, amen? I was like, Jesus Christ. And some of the words, praise God, they impacted me, praise God, in my early adult life. When he got through telling me what I couldn't do and what I wasn't going to be, I was like, I'm going to prove to you that I'm going to be everything and more than what you said. Amen. But those words, praise God, was with me. And I had to work on getting rid of those words, amen? I was hurt. I was cut to the bone, amen. Hallelujah, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So praise God, we have to be careful what we say, how we say it, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. And I look at something I'm still talking about, hallelujah. So truly love, if you truly love someone, hallelujah, you can't be harboring resentment and keeping a record of what their wrongdoings were. Oh, even the Bible says, even Jesus, God said in his word about our sin, he said he does what to our sin? He takes them and he puts them where? In the sea of forgetfulness. And I thank God for that. Amen? So that's another example, praise God. We got to let it go, praise God. And people are divorced, praise God, because they can't let it go because somebody have cut them to the bone. Amen? Hallelujah. I told somebody, they were saying, you know, how they love somebody. And they were so mean. I said, I don't ever want you to love me like that. Don't love me. Because I'm scared of your love. That's the wrong kind of love. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm not even sure you like that person. And so I love them. And the way they was treating them, I was like, I question your love. Your love is not like God's love. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord Jesus. Glory to your name. So what does it take to walk in forgiveness and love? First of all, a renewed mind. And because we're in this flesh, we have to do what the words say. We have to renew our minds daily. We have Paul said, I die daily. Praise God. Because we are human and we are in this flesh. Amen?
Amen.
A renewed mind. Hallelujah. And it's not always happening all at once. Layers. But we got to commit ourselves and dedicate ourselves to say, you know what? I am going to walk and talk and live and act like Christ.
That's right.
You wonder why some people, praise God, and I've seen this in the church. They be shouting one minute, and then somebody say something to them, and they're ruff, ruff, ruff. I say, there's something wrong with that person. They got some issues going on the inside. There's some bitterness on the inside.
Right.
If you can flip like that, that's something wrong.
That's right.
I mean, they start barking. Don't get too close, because it might take a bite out of you.
Woo.
God was like, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. How did you flip like that? And you just got to shout. You just got through praising the Lord. You just got through testifying. Hallelujah. It might be some of them been preaching. Hallelujah. Somebody say something to them the wrong, and they feel like it's the wrong thing, and they go after. I'm scared of those kind of people. Help us, Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Love looks beyond someone's faults. Hallelujah. And that's what we have to do. Have love, because forgiveness will help you walk in love.
Mm-hmm.
It will help you walk in love. And it's nothing greater. Don't you just love being around loving, kind people?
Amen.
I was doing something on Wednesday, praise God, we were getting some people signed up for a program. Never met this lady a day in my life. And people read you like a book. You don't have to say that you're a Christian. You don't have to say that you love the Lord. You don't have to say that you belong to whatever church. I was just busy asking her questions just as nice. She said, what church do you go to? I said, Voices of Victory Christian Ministry. Where is it? And I told her. I said, why would you ask me that? She said, because you're a kind woman. You're a sweet woman. And I was like, oh, thank you. I said, that's what I strive to do and to be all the time. And I was like, if I had been just rough with her and harsh with her, she never would have said that. But it was easy for me to be who I was and who I am, because that's what on the inside of me.
Amen.
I have the love of Christ on the inside of me.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. We got to have the love of Christ. We got to walk in the word, praise God. What else does it take, hallelujah, to walk in forgiveness and love? Humility. It really takes humility, amen, to go to somebody when they have wronged you. And you know they have wronged you, and you did not do anything. It takes humility to go to them. But it's okay. You do it because Christ said do it, and he will strengthen you to do it. Amen? How they respond is not on you. That's not your concern. So what does it take to walk in forgiveness and love? It takes healing and prayer. Some hurts take time to heal. Prayer helps release pain, bitterness, and anger little by little. It takes compassion. Love allows us to remember that people are imperfect and sometimes act from their own brokenness and pain. And that's what we have to remember. Some people act, you know, they're broken and they're in pain. Hallelujah. Obedience. Forgiveness is not saying what happened was acceptable, but it is choosing obedience to God's call to love even when it is difficult. Loving when it is difficult. Hallelujah. to walk in forgiveness, hallelujah, will help you. Hallelujah, love will help you to walk even when it's difficult. And then patience with yourself and patience with others. And I have found this to be true. Some people are so broken and they are so hurt and they have done so many things, destructive things, praise God, that when God forgives them, it's hard for them to forgive themselves. Amen. And we have to learn, when God forgives you, forgive yourself. And don't allow the devil to beat you down. Amen? Because if you allow him, he will beat you down. He will wash your face. He will tell you your sins over and over and over again. Hallelujah. The Bible said, whom the Son has set free is free indeed. Amen? Hallelujah. First, I'm not going to read this, praise God. Read the scriptures. But write down 1 Corinthians 13:4-7. Hallelujah. Tells us what love is, amen, and how love acts, praise God, hallelujah. It is patient, it is kind, it looks beyond my faults, your faults, amen, and it sees what we need, praise God, and it loves like God love. That's what the agape love is. The love, his love is the love that looks beyond all of our faults, and it sees our needs. Amen. Praise God. Let us be free indeed so that we can experience the fullness of everything that God has for us. Amen. We want to experience it. We don't want to be stunted in our growth. God's desire to have us, praise God, be his foot people, his foot soldiers, amen. Hallelujah. We want to see signs and miracles, praise God, and wonders, praise God. We want to do a mighty work for God, praise God. And we want the power of God to flow through us, praise God. Hallelujah. Let's examine ourselves and make sure that we are not holding on to anything, praise God, that there's no bitterness, that there's no wrath, that there's no resentment, praise God. Hallelujah. In our lives, nothing that would hinder the move of God in our lives. Can we say amen?
Amen.
Stand to your feet. If there's anyone that needs a special prayer, praise God, you may come at this time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If not, I'm going to pray. Hallelujah. Again. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for your word, oh God. Lord God, we ask you to look down in our souls, God. If we have said, if we have done, God, anything that's not pleasing unto you, Lord God, if there is any little bit of resentment, of bitterness, Father God, of unforgiveness, Father God, Lord, we release it right now in the name of Jesus. And we say, Lord, forgive us, Lord God. We don't want nothing, oh God, hallelujah, to hinder, hallelujah, your work in our lives, God. We want you to be completely and totally pleased with our lives, oh God. And not only that, God, but we want, as we walk daily, Father God, in this world, God, we want the world, oh God, to see you in us. We want them to see love. We want them to see kindness. We want them to see patience. Hallelujah. We want them to see compassion, Lord God. We want them to see long-suffering, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God, purify us, God. Purify our souls. Purify our thoughts, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, I pray today, Lord God. Wash us all over again, Lord God. Do us all over again, Lord God. Hallelujah. We surrender all to you, Lord God. We say yes to your will. We say yes to your way, Lord God. Hallelujah. Have your way in our lives today. In the name of Jesus. And God, we will give you our all. In Jesus' name. Let the church say amen. Amen.